My name's Franny Brock. I'm a senior art history major at Oberlin College, and I'll be speaking about Camille Pissarro's Pont Neuf. Camille Pissarro, often called the father of the Impressionist movement, completed this work in 1901. This piece is one in a series of 13 that Pissarro painted of the Pont Neuf, a very important bridge in the center of Paris. It is an oil painting on canvas and is about 18 inches by 15 inches, a very small work. Painted late in his life, this piece is a characteristically Impressionist painting. Camille Pissarro's early life was spent in the West Indies and in Paris. He was born in 1830 in the town of Charlotte Amalie on the island of St. Thomas, a Danish colony. Pissarro's parents were French Jews who owned a profitable general store. His family lived in a comfortable middle-class existence. Later in his life, Pissarro rejected all that was considered bourgeois, but his early upbringing had a profound effect on his development as an artist and as an adult. While in his hometown, Pissarro met Danish painter Fritz Melby. In the fall of 1852, Melby invited Pissarro to join him on his travels to Venezuela. Pissarro, bored with life in St. Thomas, jumped at the chance to travel. He wrote, "I was in St. Thomas in 1852, a well-paid clerk, but I found I couldn't stand it, and so without thinking any more about it, I quit and ran off to Caracas, finally breaking the ties that bound me to the bourgeois life." Pissarro stayed for 2 years in Caracas with Melby, sketching his surroundings and slowly improving his technique. Pissarro returned to France in 1855. He met and worked with the famous landscape painters of the day, including Corot and Courbet. Pissarro took advice that Corot gave him and began to paint from nature. Because of Pissarro's marriage to a servant, he was forced to break economic ties with his family. He now felt it extremely important to establish himself as a professional painter. Unfortunately, the Salon rejected his paintings in 1861 and in 1863. Between minor successes, Pissarro was barely keeping food on the table. The whole of the Impressionist movement was not accepted when it was first introduced in Paris. This forced the Impressionists to band together in support of each other. They held 8 exhibitions of their own works between 1874 and 1886. Pissarro participated in every one. Most of the initial visitors to these exhibitions came to laugh and mock after the press treated them as a joke. Louis Lois, writing in Charivari, a comic journal, attacked the title of one of Monet's paintings. Monet had labeled it Impression Sunrise. Lois called the whole exhibition Impressionist. He meant to make fun of the way the art looked unfinished and sloppy. This term obviously stuck and ended up describing an entire movement of art. The Impressionist artists struggled financially because of public rejection. This fact made the Impressionist work unique because the majority of it was not done for patrons or specific buyers. When Pissarro tired of new Impressionism and moved back to the style of the 1880s, the public was just beginning to demand Impressionist art. His new work was very profitable. At the end of his life, Pissarro's work was praised and in high demand. A year after his death, in 1904, a major retrospective exhibition of his work was held in Paris, featuring 132 of his pieces. This immediate renaissance of his work is even evidenced by the purchase date of Pont Neuf. The Allen Memorial Art Museum acquired the work in 1941, only 38 years after Pissarro's death. The painting, Pont Neuf, depicts a large bridge over a green and churning river, and a Paris cityscape on a gloomy winter day. The bridge and the city are the main focal points of this piece. The bridge, the Pont Neuf, which links the left bank of the Seine to the tip of the Ile de la Cité and over to the right bank, is one of the oldest and largest standing bridges in Paris. It is an important part of Parisian history and a symbol of the city. The city of Paris itself was an especially popular subject matter during the Impressionist era as a symbol for artistic freedom and a center for modern thought and art. Pissarro was not the only Impressionist artist who chose the Pont Neuf as a subject matter. Pierre-Auguste Renoir and Paul Signac both painted and sketched the Pont Neuf. The nature of the Impressionist movement meant that subject matter was picked for its visual dimensions. Impressionists studied changes in light and color caused by weather conditions, times of day, and seasons, making shadows and reflections important features of their iconography. The bridge offered a subject matter that was always changing and surging with movement. The water under it is forever flowing and changing. The people and traffic differ with seasons and times of day. Pissarro did a series of 13 paintings of the Pont Neuf from the window of his apartment in Paris, capturing it in many different lights. Today, the Allen Memorial Art Museum has Pissarro's piece on permanent display. Pissarro's work did not always have such a place of honor. His first piece, accepted by the Salon in 1859, was hung so high and in such an obscure location that probably few noticed it. Pissarro is now recognized as having a profound impact on the Impressionist movement. Thank you for listening to this podcast, which was produced by the Allen Memorial Art Museum at Oberlin College. Be sure to check back for more additions to this series.